What are your thoughts about stepping down as mayor? Are you excited about it? Are you sad to leave it behind?
No, of course, I still have the interests I used to have. I just don't have the focus abilities that I used to have. And it's, I think the city, you know, it's a very historic time if the ballot goes. And it needs somebody who is sharp and able to simulate all the information and make decisions. And my short-term memory is a lot worse than it normally would. So I think Mark's a good choice, and he's going to do a wonderful. It was seamless, the meeting. You know, there was a little contention the last meeting I was on, but that's to be expected, and he handled it just perfectly.
Looking back on your 5 years as mayor, proudest accomplishments during that time that the city did?
Keeping the peace.
Yeah.
I mean, and the other thing is, and I have to share this with all of the councilors, every single last one of them, all of the public works and the capital projects that we've got started and how we lobbied for them and got them funded and seeing them completed. So I think that's an accomplishment of not just the mayor, but all the councils for the 5 years, even the first group.
It's been a pretty busy time. Fire hall built, library underway, harbor project on the way. And
there was a lot of opposition to those projects.
Mm.
And the hard thing was, you know, just listening to everybody's opinion. And people in Petersburg are not shy about giving you their opinions. They feel things very strongly, and they feel that they can come up to you at any place, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's what's neat and unique about a small town. And boy, most of the time, the person that was giving me their opinion didn't have all the facts. Mm-hmm. They had one or two and a few, you know, they'd fill things in. I don't know how they did that with logic, I guess, mm-hmm. assumptions. And sometimes they'd get irritated if I pointed out those facts.
Mm-hmm.
And why the council voted the way it did. And I just wish more people would come to the council meetings and debate the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd love to see people come. And they got 6 minutes. They can squeeze it into that. If they need more time, we'll consider it. But
do people still come up to you now that you're not mayor anymore? Or are they still
yes,
giving
you their
opinion?
Yes, and I tell them to call Mark.
<Do you>?
And I said, no, Mark's the answer man now, and he does his homework. He really does.
Are you done with elected office in Petersburg?
Well, you know, if they don't get people to take those positions from outside the old boundaries, then I'm considering putting my name in. It'd be fun to be an assemblyman.
You have
because
more you can do,
I can make a motion, yeah. And second a motion, and things like that. I can't do that as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also frustrating. You know, they limit the authority of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for it.
Other highlights or lowlights from your time as mayor or fond memories?
Well, there were exasperating times, and there were exhilarating times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of it I don't remember, too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a job, and they need somebody in that position. But they probably ought to pay them more. I knew some council members, and I won't say who they are, who donated their checks to local charities. And, you know, they didn't need the stipend, mm-hmm. which is what it is, really. It's almost a joke. But I think for somebody to spend, I used to spend about 20 hours a week, mostly talking to people,
mm-hmm.
Them talking to me,
yeah,
me listening.
Sure.
So it was,
it's like a half a job almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you got to be on your toes. You got to know the subject, the issue. So it takes a lot more energy and effort than you're paid for. And a lot of people you know, the people who can afford to run are retired or fixed income or something like that. So it's, you know, not all of us are well set. I'm one of those fixed income people, but.